Welcome to the Last Two Pages, where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan. And on this episode, we'll be talking about our mid-year wrap-up and our hopefuls for the summer of 2024.
How are you? Oh, I am as good as you are.
Which is slightly melancholy. We're feeling a little sad because unfortunately our summers are about to be the busiest of our lives.
Booked and busy.
So this will be our last episode until the beginning of September.
We're going on a summer break.
Yeah, it feels like a little summer vacation when really it just is that. I mean, you'll be at camp.
Yeah, I will be living in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, and running a camp.
Yeah, I'm also going to be busy, but we felt like knowing that Teresa would have to drive 3 hours to see me, maybe that's a little bit exaggerated, but
2 hours,
you know, every time that we have to record, we felt like, you know what, maybe this is a good time for a break.
We can
recollect on all of the books that we did read over this past, you know, beginning half of the year, and hopefully get stocked up with plenty of reviews for you when we get back.
So true.
Do you want to start us off? Like, well, firstly, how are you doing? Are you excited?
I am very excited for the summer. I've missed summer camps a lot, and I'm really happy to be back in one. And is it chaos currently because it's like the startup of this camp? Yes. And I am managing.
But you're doing a great job.
Very busy. Yeah. Doing lots of things. Lots of like weird little things that you wouldn't think of, because usually when you go into a job, these are already figured out.
Right.
But now I'm like the first one.
I was going to say, it feels like a startup.
It is.
It literally is.
It absolutely is.
So
that is very fun, and it's gorgeous up there. It's so, ugh.
I was seeing pictures. We're recording this a little earlier, which makes us even more melancholy for the fact that it's not even the full time that we'll be stopping, but the Northern Lights just happened, and Trace was showing me pictures.
It was
stunning.
It was absolutely stunning, and I didn't even know that there was this giant flare coming, and I was driving up with my mom, and I thought I was tweaking, and like, oh,
why am I seeing purple?
I need to pull over, stop
Did you
driving
smell burnt
because
toast as well, or
no? But what is the sky purple, mom? And she looked and said, maybe. And then it kind of exploded after that, and I was still driving and thought, oh, maybe I should pull over. I'm not looking at the road.
Yeah, and that might be a problem.
It was magical. The whole sky was green and magenta and red and yellow. It was lovely.
The Northern Lights are beautiful.
They're so magical and also pretty badass, because when you think about like they're the reaction that's occurring when our atmosphere protects us from the solar flares from the sun.
So true.
So cool.
I love it. That. That's awesome.
Very. How about you?
I'm good. I am a little sunburnt, but I feel like that's what my summer is going to entail. My lovely Kindle and endless sunburns. I feel like that's just what's going to be in my future.
It's giving skin cancer.
You know what, though? I have been wearing sunscreen more than I normally do.
Aww,
I mean, you see,
proud.
I am very pale.
But
I get it from my OTC benefit at work. So I can just order a bunch of sunscreen. I have like stockpiles
over
right now.
Over time complacency?
Over the counter.
Oh, that would make a lot more sense.
Over time complacency. But yeah, other than that, it was good. We had a 5K at work the other day. I don't think I've told you this.
Did
we
you do 5K? It?
Yeah.
You did?
I did. But we walked it because it's 3 miles. I'm not running 3 miles. Like, this was in the middle of the day at work. Like, this started at 12 o'clock. Then we, like, took a little hot girl walk around. And so the people running it were like, so the girls that have coffee, they're the end of the, you know, group. So they were like picking up cones behind us. But we were just having a nice little walk with the little coffees. It was
That's
great.
Actually adorable.
It was great. It was so much fun. I love work. That's, I mean, like, really, I really like where I work.
So what was your time?
Didn't count it. I mean, we were joking with the people that like, yeah, we have a 4 o'clock meeting we're trying to miss. But they were like people running in jeans. Like, it was so weird. There were people that, like, wore, like, running gear and, like, fully sprinted the full 3 miles. But then there were other people that just, like, ran in office wear. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Gym.
It felt a little bit like school. Gym class. Yeah. And I was like, I don't like this.
And then you're expected to just return to school.
I felt
school.
Like the, like, PJ hot talkie person, you know, in the just walking the mile, like...
That's oh, visceral, but real.
I get why they did it. Very powerful.
It is. Because yeah. It is giving Alex Russo in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Right.
When she goes, I don't run.
Which is funny because I do. And the girls that I was with, they're like, why are you walking so fast? So I realized that I have a very long or fast gait.
I don't.
I walk really fast.
I don't at all. I have little legs and they carry me as fast as they're gonna carry me.
That's very valid. But yeah, no, it was good. We have a kickball tournament this week, but I don't think I'll be partaking. The week before, we had a polar plunge for Special Olympics.
And you didn't do that either.
No. But I didn't know that you had to sign up. Like, you had to donate like a significant amount of money, and it was like built to do as teams. So you'd like fundraise, but like by the time I found out it was too late, then I was like,
oh, that's a bum.
I can't afford $500 to jump in a pool. So it was okay. It was good. And I got to watch and I got to support, and it was really cool. I cried at the speech because, you know, my sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great though. Love it.
Aww. You better be in that kickball tournament.
I don't think anyone wants me in the kickball tournament. The other girls I was walking with are incredibly competitive. And I am not athletically inclined. We're just going to put it that way.
This is true. Mm-hmm. I've played pickleball with Megan. Let me tell you.
I just don't have good hand-eye coordination.
Well, no, you don't know how to communicate with anything outside of your hands. Yeah. Like, if you're holding something, she'll have the paddle in one hand, but hit it with her other hand.
Right.
Not the paddle. That's empty.
Like, there's nothing in it.
Or kick it.
Yeah. In hockey, I would regularly, like, use my skates to, like, push the puck instead of the normal, you know, hockey stick. But that's okay.
I saw the most Midwest thing in my life yesterday.
What?
It was a broken broom, but they duct taped a hockey stick handle to it.
Where and was I said, this?
Wow, Wisconsin.
Oh,
it was that camp. I said, wow. Tell me you're from the Midwest.
Budget. I love that.
So, how was your year of reading so thus far?
I've done so good.
You have,
in a way that I not that I didn't expect. I feel very on par with how I was doing last year. Because I got that jump start with, like, last year I read Shatter Me, and then there was, like, all the novellas. But this year I didn't read all the novellas. So...
You're so brave.
Well, no. It was, like, I'm not... The 100 pages, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to waste my time.
And I don't really care about anyone's other than Aaron's
the first
novellas.
One. The first one and the last one are the only ones I read.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, this is great.
They're
this
the only ones fine. That matter.
So it felt like that bolstered my... number last year, which it didn't do this year. So this year I read 29 books so far.
Wow.
4 are physical. I have 12 ebooks and 13 audiobooks.
Wow.
I know, right? 12 ebooks is crazy. Last year I think I only read 4 ebooks.
Oh really? Yeah. I pop off with ebooks usually.
No, I have not been utilizing my Kindle to its fullest potential, and this year that has changed.
The potential is limitless.
Truly. I love it. It's
especially
so great.
With Libby.
No, I know. Libby makes the world go round. Not having to pay. Unreal.
I say that as I've never used Libby.
I use Libby. It's
I just
great.
Know it's available, and I love to know it's an option.
Right. Honestly, Libby helps me finish books faster.
Oh, because there's a deadline.
You only have so many days. Like, I will literally just sit when I wake up, I'm like, okay, I need to read this many hours to make sure I'm on track. Even if I don't really want to today, like, I'm still getting my reading time in, and then I always feel better. It's kind of like exercise.
That's
you never
true.
Want to do it, but when you're done, you're like, oh, I feel better.
I know. I miss reading. It felt good to read.
You should really like try and get something on Libby. That's like an ebook or otherwise. Because I feel like you do better with ebooks.
I
don't like audiobooks. normally, well, you know?
Yeah, I don't read a full book on audio.
Right. So, I don't know. I feel like that might be what you need. You need a deadline.
I know. I've still been doing good. I've read 11 or 12 books this year, which okay. is not bad for 6 months. Like,
very true. Very true.
And 3 books a month, if you break it down.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though most of them are in like 1 month, and then I go few months.
Our reviews were getting a little stale for a minute on your side. I didn't know.
Psh, posh. How it
was going.
I read 6 physical, 6 ebooks, and then I started listening to a book, but DNF'd. Not because it was bad, just because I started audiobooking it, and then I never had the same walk with nature that I had where I was listening to it before and like forgot about it.
I feel like that's very, like, you DNF books, not because you're like, I don't like it. It's no, just like, I kind of forgot.
I forget about them.
When we were preparing for this episode, Teresa, like, kept changing her answers. She's like, oh my God, I read that book this year and I never recorded it at all. Like,
I just
crack me up.
If it's not in front of me, I will forget about it. Right. Like, as much as I don't love the phrase out of sight, out of mind, because people use it as an excuse to not
do bad things,
love their children well. Right. With ADHD, out of sight, it's kind of out of mind. And if it's not on my to-do list, I don't know I need to do it.
Right. Right.
But it felt really good to read because I hadn't read it for like 2 months. Then I read A Fate Inked in Blood and I was like, ah. And now the chaos of like prep for camp.
Right.
Hopefully once it begins.
Right.
Or I just need to really just let myself sit down at night and read them instead of scrolling endlessly on my phone.
I will say it has gotten better now that I have like controls on my phone again.
Mm.
Like, I feel like as soon as I open up my book, I'm just gonna fall right asleep. So even if I get 10 pages in, then like
that's still something.
Movement.
More than
movement.
Like 80% of the world. 90.
Right.
What is it? It's something crazy that people don't be reading.
It's quite a lot of people.
I think we're in like if you've read past high school, you're in like the 5% or something.
Whoa.
It might be even less than that. People don't
check that.
Read books.
That's crazy.
Huh. And so we read books.
Well, speaking of reading, what have you reread this year?
I reread Shatter Me. I never finished it, but I started it, or I read the first few, and then I got to the second trilogy and I just forgot about it.
That's understandable.
Because I like,
once you get over that hump of like,
once she's
the thing that happens
somewhere else, I know that she like leaves and then goes back to the place, so it was kind of hard to like
right
read that. But I loved it. I also reread House of Earth and Blood and Sky and Breath to prep for the House of Flame and Shadow released by Sergey Moss, and that was my top read of the year thus far, was my House of Earth and Blood reread, because
it's such a good book.
It's so good, and it's way better the second time.
We'll say Sarah J. Maas like did a really great job with world building, and the fact that that was my first book of hers,
that is
makes
crazy.
Sense how much I loved like that writing style, because it did feel like a cop show.
It really, really did. And it's the only book this year that made me cry.
No kidding.
Like,
you're emotional. Like,
I know.
Wow. Let it be known.
But House of Earth and Blood. Bravo.
Yeah, great book.
And the next two just didn't hit the caliber.
Right.
House of Earth and Blood did.
I feel like there was a lot of like a lot to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of trying to create a story on top. Like, that's why sometimes authors just leave it at one book. I don't think that's the case for this, but like that was such a strong book. It's like the second book slump.
Well, I think the issue is that she tried to kind of do what she did with Throne of Glass, when it's from one POV to start and then she splits off eventually. But Throne of Glass gives you like 4 books before it splits.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then with this one, it was immediate.
Well, I've noticed that okay, so my rereads this year, I also read Shadow Me by Tahereh Mafi. Honestly, better the second time, but I was a little more critical the second time. And then Crescent City, yeah. Sarah J. Maas. But then I'm also starting my Throne of Glass reread. Like, just finished Throne of Glass yesterday at the pool. So I started kind of midnight. But she does this thing where she does, like, two sentences of someone else's point of view.
Yeah.
So I kind of love that. It's like...
I like that more than full chapters, personally.
Wow.
I think I've really settled into, I am, like, at max, a dual POV person.
Interesting.
Because I want to hear from the main character too much to, like, be bothered by this fifth side character.
That's understandable. I feel like there's too many side characters.
But it could just be overdone. And I do think House of Lamb and Shadow is doing that.
Yeah.
But the first one's so good.
Good. And I love that.
They're still good.
Well, what was your lowest rated book this year?
Then? My lowest rated book was Iron Flame.
By Rebecca Yarros.
Rebecca Yarros. You said Rekia Yarros.
I said Rebecca.
Oh, I did not hear your B.
Rebecca Yarros.
It was just way too long.
Right.
And they were just bickering the entire time.
I saw a video the other day that was like, this book, if the two main characters like actually talk to each other, and it was like the skinniest,
it would be a chapter. Yeah. Absolutely. Plus like maybe one chapter for the,
I don't know, the miscommunication trope can only go so far.
And it's not even the miscommunication trope, it was just they were separated and could never finish one argument. And it was just,
I must go away now, and then we're gonna come back and fuck, and then we're gonna, you know.
Yeah.
Seemed cyclical. I know. I remember you reading that. I don't think you read
it. It was.
Mine this year, I just finished. Mm-hmm. It is The Starless Crown by James Rollins.
Which is interesting you say that.
I know. It was one of my, like, I was really excited to read it. Mm-hmm. Because it was going to be, like, this journey between these, like, few groups of people. And it was supposed to be, like, interesting and whatever. And then it just felt pretentious. White male writing where it needs to be confusing and, like, everything needs to happen for no reason, and then there's all these issues and like random characters, and like the magic systems didn't make sense, and I don't know, it felt like seven different stories happening at the same time.
Oh.
And none of them worked together.
It wanted to be priory.
It was like a 6-year-old boy trying to braid hair. Ah! Do you know what I mean? Like, he has the pieces and it's like,
that's hilarious.
Working with it, but cannot get it and into like a braid.
A knot.
Yeah. That's what it felt like reading. I was like, wait, why are we back over here? I thought this was finished. But then
hilarious.
I could not determine the time period.
Oh.
There were like balloons, but then like swords, and then pirates. But then there was like ancient groups of people as well. And then it was like medieval, and there was like people at the gallows, and then like,
of course,
werebats. Like, I'm not kidding, werebats were like a huge part of the story. Okay, no, this is crazy. Are you ready? The main girl, her name is Nyx, one of the main characters, her whole character is that she's blind, and they find out it's because she was like left in this swamp and one of the meerbats like took care of her, or werebats, whatever, and then started going blind because of like the milk, because she was like suckling with this other, like, and there were two of them, the bats, so she was like suckling with another like baby bat, and she like kept talking to him like they were brother and sister. Oh. Throughout the story, when they like reconnected, she's like, I could feel my brother, I can, like, I know when he's there, and I, like, understand this, like, deep connection with him and whatever. And I'm like, but it's a bat. what? I don't know.
No.
Again.
A werebat.
Male. Male written. It felt like that. I don't normally like that, so.
I just love it.
Anyway. And it was still a 3-star. I'll probably read the next book when I recover, but.
I only read female authors, didn't I?
Yeah.
I really typically stay in that lane, and hence why my opinions have been misconstrued, because my focus group is small.
Very true. Very true. Okay. Well, then what was your, what were your favorite reads of this year?
My favorites were my rereads, Ignite Me and House of Earth and Blood. I also did really love Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. And it is what got me onto my book slump at the beginning of the year. And it was just a really good modern romance. And I like her writing. I do. That's that. Word. On that.
Word. I had a lot of 5 stars this year.
Yeah, you did.
I had some killer reads.
Tell me about them.
Okay. The thing is that I didn't reread as much as I thought I was going to, even though I've reread quite a bit. But like my 5 stars, obviously Throne of Glass, like, I'm sorry, the first book just like packs a punch, right? And I just read it. So then I also have I Who Have Never Known Men by Jacqueline Hartman. That was my first book of the year, and I will like not stop recommending that book. It was just such a hard hitter, and I like loved it. Like, I can't ever get rid of it. And then The Burning God, which is a part of the Poppy War series by R.F. Kuang.
I forgot you read that.
So good. Like, the ending of that felt so complete. Like, that last chapter. Exactly what I want. Exactly what I wanted. And I didn't think she'd do it, and she did it. And it was delicious.
Incredible.
I also rated 1984 by George Orwell 5 stars. And we were talking about it, and I'm like, I don't get it. That feels wrong.
But I do get it.
The ending of it was...
It's a good book. Killer. It's a classic, so for good. A reason.
I've been avoiding watching the movie because I'm a little afraid of it. So if you want to watch it with me.
I've never seen it. So.
That's what I'm curious about. I'm a little afraid to watch by myself.
It has been like 8 years since I read it, though.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. And then I also read The Aurora Cycle, which is by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. And I had read the first 2 books before. And then I'm like, I don't really care to read the rest of this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last book was
better,
like incredible, like genuinely one of my favorite. Like, it might be my favorite book of the year. Sci-fi. It was like mind bending. It was like exactly the POVs that I wanted. It felt like there was loss. It felt like the stakes made sense. It felt like the dialogue.
I feel like that means it is.
It might be my favorite so far of the year, which doesn't feel right, but...
Well, what else would you say would be your favorite read of the year?
I think it has to be that one.
I think so, too.
I think so, too. I didn't think I'd say that, but Aurora's End, that was a big thumb up. And then also, like, part of the Shatter Me series. Some of those books are, like, 5 stars. Some of them are not 5 stars, but the ones that are 5 stars... Yeah, I have Ignite Me, Defy Me, and Believe Me.
Absolutely.
Those are the best.
Yep.
Word.
I agree. Even though I didn't read them this year. The last two, I didn't read.
Right.
That's
okay. You've been in weird slumps. Like, I know. Very up and down this year.
I've been in a DNF season of my life. And it's not even like...
It's not like you don't want to read.
Malicious.
I just think you've been busy.
DNFing. It's malicious. Start it and then think, oh, I'll read more when I have time, and then I just fill my brain with a billion things, and then mentally I don't have time for it, even though I do if I look at my calendar. But the books I've DNF'd, number one, Lord of the Rings, and that I didn't want to DNF it, but I think I've talked about it previously how it feels like a summer read, and so hopefully I'll get more into that this summer. And I started reading it at a busy time when my job started picking up and programming got crazy. And my sister that we started reading at the same time, and she read it and she said, you will like it a lot. And I said, I know. So hopefully I'll get there. And then DNF'd to Restore Me. I also DNF'd Tower of Dawn when I was doing my Throne of Glass reread. I got through the first page and then I thought, And the other big DNF was This Is How You Lose a Time War by
Amalet Motar. Just kidding. It won't tell me the other author. Oh, Max Gladstone.
That was the one I audiobooked while I was on a hike, and then I just didn't finish it, even though there's only like 4 hours to it. But it's really fascinating and really interesting. And I just...
I feel like that's one that you really... You either need to hike for 4 hours mm-hmm. and just, like, get through it. I think mm-hmm. I was cleaning my apartment when I read mm-hmm. that. And I remember specifically I was, like, cleaning my mirror and, like, looking at myself and being like, what is happening?
That's valid.
It felt like that. So, yeah. No, I get it.
But those are my...
Those are your big DNFs.
Those are big books to DNF.
Yeah.
I know.
Huge girl.
Did you DNF anything?
I did not.
Wow.
But I will say I do have an honorable mention for the book that I like loved this year because it's a standalone and I don't read a lot of standalones, but it was Heartless by Marissa Meyer, the Queen of Hearts retelling. Dana's Bookshelf just read it and we were having a little kiki about it because it was so emotional and like so happy and not happy at all when I say that. Like it was one of those books where I'm like, I know it's a hot take to want characters to die or like heartbreak to happen or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
People are like, I want the happy ending. I don't want the happy ending.
Yeah, you don't.
Give me reality. Don't make it. No, I just don't want it to feel
could
like.
Could not be me.
I don't want it to feel like the.
Far-fetched.
The book couldn't be real.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. Like, understand.
If the stakes are high, make the consequences high.
I accept that.
You know?
Yep. Absolutely. But I still love.
If it still ends up being a happy ending because things happen to get it that way, then yeah. But.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Word. I accept that.
So yeah, no DNFs. I've powered through. Is what I'll call it. Some things I wanted to, some things I've pushed off actually. Gideon the Ninth I had started reading like 2 years ago and then like stopped halfway through and I'm like, I'll get back to it. Are you okay?
Yeah. I yawned.
Oh, I'm like, you're like crying right
no,
now.
No, I just yawned.
reread that one though. That one ended up being really good. Spicy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Better audiobook.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of books this year.
I say DNF. I'm gonna finish them eventually.
You will.
I technically have already read two of them. So
I don't feel like that's a true DNF. No. I feel like that's just like time and place.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Word. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Loving books is
proud
great.
Of you.
We're doing amazing.
Doing amazing. What are we hopefully reading this summer?
What are you hopefully reading this summer?
You have got this guinea pig laugh that's coming in that I've never really heard from you before, and you just did it again.
I've always had it.
Really?
Yeah, I've always had it.
Well, I guess I've only noticed it now.
You're just not making me laugh that hard, so the guinea pig laugh comes out.
Excuse me? So what are your hopefuls this summer?
Okay, fine. Bring it back on me. So I feel like every year I have to read this book. So obviously These Broken Stars by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spooner. That's going
to
be
winter reads to me.
They are, but I feel like reading it this summer might be good for me. I have no idea. And then I have one that you've read that you will not stop talking about that I really need to read is A Darker Shade of Magic by B.E. Schwab.
Yes.
I am super excited. I feel like that it might end up being a fall read.
They are.
But I do have it queued up on Libby.
Oh.
So it's ready to go.
Perfect.
It actually was delivered like 2 days ago, but I had to like push it out again because I'm not prepared. And then another one you also have said is Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo, which we just talked about last episode. I think it's just about time that I read them. It's about time.
It is.
I just
really
don't want to read Shadow and Bone. So
I'm
not
going need to.
I'm not going to.
You don't need to.
And I think it'll be just fine.
You will.
I also have Immortal Longings by Chloe Gong.
Me too.
I know, right? Maybe we should buddy read that.
We could. We're not good at that.
Let's try it. We'll okay. try and do it. I feel like now that you're in a DNF phase, you won't finish it in 2 days.
We'll see about that. But maybe.
Okay. I also have The House of the Cerulean Sea by TJ Klune that I really hope to finish.
You've had that for a while.
I know, but I just have never found the right time to just like pick it up.
Mm.
I feel like it would have been really good in my 39 Clues reread from last year, but I haven't.
Oh.
It just wasn't the time then.
Yes.
So I feel like maybe this summer. Will be good
maybe.
As like a physical book.
Mm-hmm.
Currently reading Once Upon a Broken Heart by Stephanie Garber, so I'll finish that series, and that's mm-hmm. delectable, delicious. I love the fantasy elements. Like, it feels like I'm reading The Cruel Prince.
Oh.
Feels like I'm reading The Cruel Prince had, like, a baby with, not Frozen, but, like, that vibe, you know?
Interesting.
If Caraval was, like, Tangled and The Cruel Prince, like, that summery.
Okay.
It's a little more seaside than that, but you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the two. That's, like, the vibe. I'm loving it.
No, I get that.
Then my Throne of Glass reread. Hopefully I make it through Tower of Dawn.
Well, here's the thing. I am a Kale sympathizer.
It's hard to get through without the duel or without the tandem read.
Yes, that.
It's like not exactly. Dual POV.
Yeah. Doing my read, I thought, oh, I'll go in and I'll just read one and then the other, and then nope, can't do that.
No, you cannot.
Only tandem, and
that's it. I have plenty of reads on my to-do list, so I'm very excited.
Also, because all this time I haven't spent reading, I've just spent accumulating books, and I have the entire Atlas Paradox trilogy, and I've just slowly got them as they've came out, but I've never even taken a glimpse into what they're about. I just have them because they're pretty.
You do need to read those.
And I really do need to read them. They've been on my bookshelf for a while now. And then Lunar Chronicles by Marissa Meyer. Oh. I got the first three from Megan, and my plan is to open them this week. And
you're going to love those.
I know
you're
I am.
You're going to adore them. Marissa Meyer is a great author.
Yes. Very excited.
You have not read any of her books, but you're about to feel it.
Oh. Thank you. And then sheepishly, Lord of the Rings. Just put that pin there. Keep that there. Happy Place by Emily Henry, because I love a hot pink book. And Last Page Spoilers, just read it, and she really liked it. And we kind of have similar vibes when it comes to modern romances, so.
I was going to say Morgan from Books and Looks. Emily Henry is like her main gal. So.
And this will be my first Emily Henry book too.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's exciting. And then The Night Circus.
Oh my gosh. I've been wanting to read that.
Me too. I'm like, I have.
It might be time.
I've heard it's some people's like favorite book.
I was supposed to. Well, okay. My grandma was reading it when I was like 11. 12.
Apparently it's magical,
and I was supposed, like, I literally picked it up and then it was snatched from my hands, so I don't know what is in that book, but I really want to read it because I was like, oh, black and white cover, emo, whatever, it's giving Panic the Disco. Mine 2005
black, white, and red, and it's very Megan core, so yeah, 2018. She completely,
my high school career,
her whole Spotify is red, white, and black themed.
Okay, that's very true.
She had to cater her entire Spotify just to be different. Why else?
Eat me up. You know what? Do you still have your Life is a Highway playlist?
Absolutely. It's just Life is a Highway and like nine Bless times. The Broken Road.
Just once. Bless the Broken Road?
Yeah. Because one time I listened to actually Life is a Highway last night. Crazy you say that.
We have such different energies.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I do.
That's like kind of how to describe us.
I did one time sit down and listen to Life is a Highway for 3 hours straight on repeat. It helped me get my homework done.
Mental illness. I still didn't
know the lyrics by the end of that session. And I kind of got a little sick of Life is a Highway, so I added Bless the Broken Road just to add a little. Never be long, you know.
The first time I heard that song was as a like wedding song for like daddy and daughter.
Oh, it's more like a divorced person. Like,
I know, right?
Remarrying song.
Yeah, no, it was like that. And then the next song after that was the like Cinderella. And so I always thought those were the same song.
I just really loved the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh.
And so the acoustic version from that is.
Mwah.
Beautiful.
Love it. Are those on your books? Porch.
Those are the one I have like 30 more, like The Ugly Sister by whoever wrote Wicked.
Oh.
Or The Ugly Stepsister, or The Story of, I found that, and that's something I'm really excited to read. Whoever wrote Wicked, I can't remember that person.
Very nice.
And they slayed Wicked. I didn't read Wicked, but
I have it on my shelf.
I saw that. Either. And I have. It's another retelling of like the Cinderella and the Ugly Stepsisters, but it's
interesting.
Different. It looks really good. I'm excited. I hope to read on my downtime this summer.
I feel like you'll have time. Like, I feel like you'll be able to find time because you're going to be overstimulated a lot.
Once we're in the swing of it and I'm just up at my cabin right in a lawn chair.
Oh, deadly. That's where you read Thrown a Glass in 8 days.
Well, my cabin at camp.
Oh, well, but, same vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same vibe.
Absolutely.
We're in.
We have a lot to look forward to.
We do. And I'm going to miss this time. Me and Teresa see each other like, what, every 2 weeks at minimum?
At longest.
At minimum. So I feel like, no, at maximum. Every 2 weeks at maximum.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. It's going to be sad. I'm not going to be able to see you very often. You're probably going to be like bronzed and like much darker than you are now. You already are getting so tan. Oh, showing some shoulder.
I'm already browning up.
You'll be more red.
Well, I more just have very orange undertones. So, like, spray tans when I get them actually look natural because the color I turn in the summer is kind of an orangey bronze.
Right. I don't know. The summer's going to be good. Is there anything, that'd like, be cool. specific you're looking forward to? No.
It working.
Your birthday!
It going well.
Your I birthday! Mean,
my birthday is over the summer, but it's just 24, you know? But you know, you're 24 yeah, now. It's it. Just 24.
Next year is going to feel gross, I will
25.
Say.
25.
I'm going to feel very old at 25.
Don't be a hater. Aging is beautiful.
It is beautiful. I'm not saying that. But you know what I mean? When I think about like back when I was
a oh, no, we're adults child, now.
Like there are no excuses. My brain will be fully formed by December. So I don't know about your brain. But
I'm delayed a year or two. How guys, it's 27. It's
right.
Me too.
Right. Oh, cute.
But I hope you all have a lovely summer and
we'll be around. We might have a few surprises for you. So
we'll be chit chatting. I'll hopefully post some books to more.
Yeah.
Shout out at the Wild Spines.
At the Wild Spines.
Yeah, if I'll be reading right. more. Yeah. I haven't posted on that in a while.
We want to start posting more reviews. We both kind of took a break because we were feeling super burnout. But I am officially back, even though I haven't posted in a week. But I don't know. Hopefully we can give you more reviews on the books that we've read this summer. And
true that.
We'll be around. So
absolutely.
We can't wait to hear about your summers.
We love you. Thank you for listening to Last Two Pages. This
first half of 2024.
6 months.
6 months. Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm so grateful.
Dang, we're finally like separating from our mothers and finding bodily autonomy as 6 months olds.
Right.
They still think they're a part of the mother. Babies do.
Right. Fun fact. We're detaching from the mother. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Last Two Pages.
And we'll see you on the next page.